Welcome back to Drumheller, where the Oil Barons defeat the Dragons here this evening, 2-1. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. We're joined now by Oil Barons head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, you guys don't see the Dragons a whole lot as a South Division team, but that was an absolute battle here tonight. You mentioned it's a great building to play in. It's a tough building to play in, but what a hard-fought 2-1 win here tonight.
Yeah, you know, from the get-go, you know, small confines, there's a lot of contact. You know, it was a little bit of a chippy affair, had a playoff type of feel. And the one thing that I told our players, I think this win for us, I think, is more valuable even just psychologically rather than even the 2 points that we're going to get for the win, because it proves to our guys that we can play with a lead in the third period, or we can play in these tight games when everybody commits to just doing the little things. We talked about chipping pucks. Don't try and make, you know, hard plays, and make sure that you battle on the right side, and you know, don't give up. You know, how many times this year have I said, like, every single race, whether it's in the offensive zone, neutral zone, or the D zone, it matters. And I thought that we just got a great effort, you know, from a lot of different guys. You know, obviously, we get the goals from Hammer and from staff, which were great plays. We get 3 power plays in the third period. I've never heard Buttholes pucker that much, because on our bench, everybody's like, oh no, we got a power play. You know, and rather than, you know, again, that's that shark mentality we talk about. You know, you got a team down by a goal, you can put them away. You know, we still don't have that. In fact, we gave up a shorthanded breakaway. Good thing Chris Kerr was on his game tonight. But all in all, a great team effort for us to come in here and start the road trip off right. You know, we've got a tougher test tomorrow in Camrose, but we'll be ready for them.
You mentioned the power play at times, you know, maybe not getting that shark mentality, but your penalty kill has been outstanding. A huge kill late in that game where guys were just doing whatever they could to win puck battles and get that puck out.
Well, you know, it's funny. We get 3 power plays. That's what you tell the boys. You'll never guess who's getting the next power play. And you know, it was unfortunate a little bit after the play, but deservedly so. But for our players to you know, to a man, you know, we had more communication on the bench, just saying, everybody, listen, we're okay here. You know, just do your job. Get your sticks in the proper lanes. We didn't really give up anything on that power play. So, you know, it's always more special, you know, the win when everybody contributes. So out from our, you know, from our goal team, our defensive core, you know, at times was taxed because Ronnie got, you know, the 10-minute and things like that. And then up front, you know, you lose 2 forwards to fights. I don't think I've ever seen us fight twice in a game.
We haven't had that in a long time.
You know, so it's... it's good. Everybody's doing a little bit. You know, it's amazing, you know, how much you can accomplish when 20 guys do a little bit rather than just 1 or 2 guys doing a bunch of the work.
Yeah, you mentioned the fights there. Jack Hamley obviously gets a huge goal for you earlier on in the game. But he that's a play there where Jack does like to throw his weight around on occasion and obviously has to answer the bell when a guy jumps him. But what did you like from Jack tonight? It seemed like he was, again, doing everything he could.
Well, Jack just skates so well, and that, you know, affords him so many opportunities offensively. And, you know, we bumped him to the wing with Isaac because we think that that's a good pair. I thought Isaac was, you know, was real good today as well. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of players always look at the stat line to see how they performed, and that's not what we do as a coaching staff. Jack is extremely valuable. He took a lot of face-offs today in key situations. You know, we try and make it so that we do have 2 centermen out there at all times, especially in the defensive zone. So, you know, he's a player that, you know... How do I say this? He's a sexy player. Like, when you watch him, he's fast. He's there. Yep. You know, unfortunately, you know, the offensive numbers hasn't supported how valuable he is. But, you know, usually when we have a good game, it's because Jack's usually, you know, driving the bus for us.
Luke Harvey, the other player, you don't get to see a lot of him. But, again, makes his presence known and felt it early on in that first
period.
Maybe
he was tired. I don't know. In the first period, I didn't really see. It was in the far corner, you know, on bench side. So I didn't see what happened. But... you know, you definitely, this is a game now where you don't go out looking for those types of incidents, but you don't want to back away either. And we talk about being tough, you know, when that happens. We also talk about being team tough, going to those, you know, tough areas, you know, to get those greasy goals. So Luke's an individual that, you know, really wants to please and really wants to help out his teammates. He's a great guy that that our players can look up to and depend on. And, you know, he just felt at that time that was the best thing, and it was good. Maybe he'll be rested because we're going to need him tomorrow as well.
Tom, congratulations on a massive win here tonight in Drumheller, and best luck tomorrow on Camrose.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.